Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Bricklands.
Hello and welcome to Fast Custom Shirts, Do Your Homework podcast, sponsored by DWN Productions here at boygob.com. Forgot to send Jason last week's episode where I said, hey, we got to make sure you go to boygob.com because the Horrorphilia Network's ending. So you wouldn't miss episodes if you were signed up to the Boy Gob feed, the boygob.com feed.
Get on over to that boygob.com. Once again, it is boygob.com.
That's right. You get, for the most part, they go up right after we record on Sunday night. And you can listen to them as you drive on into work Monday morning.
Tom, we've got a breaking news, you see. We've got to say rest in peace to one of our favorite wrestlers, The Undertaker. He is retiring yet again, I think.
Yeah. This is like the fucking third or fourth time.
This is like a Kiss farewell tour,
I was going to make a post just to... I was just like, oh, fuck it. Let them have their moment. This is just because they signed him to, like, a Legends contract, so he can't do anything else. Because, like, last year he was going to card shops and signing, you know, like how fucking athletes do.
Yeah.
I'm sure Vince McMahon was just, oh, goddamn, pal, we can't have that.
So he's going to show up at Repticon then, part of the Legends tour?
No, he'll be like a... I don't know, like how they trot other guys out every so while. He'll be back and doing stuff. Hopefully won't wrestle anymore or anything, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't think that'd be too good for him.
This is like fucking traditional wrestling thing where they retire multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Terry Funk's still not done.
Yeah, I saw people like really... getting passionate up about that over on social medias, and it's like, hey, but yeah, you're right. I almost made a post too, and then it just held back.
Okay, let them have it.
Yeah.
And all this is because nobody can have like live events, so they have to do something big to get people to watch this, which I didn't. I unsubscribed to the network months ago.
So did I.
Around the time WrestleMania sucked. Yeah, did you try and watch it? You were just like, no, hey, wait a minute.
I didn't even know what the fuck was going on today. So, like, I learned about it through social media. But, yeah, let the people, you know, it's the holidays. They needed something to feel thankful for their, so they're thankful for his legacy. Rest in peace, Undertaker. Yeah.
Maybe Royal Rumble time, I'll subscribe again because I like the Royal Rumble. Well, what surprises and shit are they? They're not even going to be able to have a Royal Rumble 6 feet apart. God damn it. Everyone's just throwing themselves out. Oh, too many people. Do I want the belt or do I want the coronavirus? Whee! And they just jump out. So what do you want to get to first, Joe? Are you steaming mad?
I am quite upset. Hold on there, Tom. You're breaking up. I think it's the spirit of Sammy Davis Jr. Yeah, I got to tell you, this is quite upsetting. You know, first it was we had our good buddy David Gregory on the show. He thought our show was so good, he decided to make his own. Kind of upset about that.
Fucking Ugandans.
I haven't listened to it, so I don't know how bad it is. But
I've seen the movies.
Yeah. Oh, and then our other buddy Kyle. Buddy, I use that term very loosely.
You were on his show. We had him on our show. We did that great Dr. Nick impression.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do our weekly top 10 gimmick. Yeah, he's doing that too. He's calling it homework. Hey, what's your top 10 of this? That's their homework. That's part of our show, you motherfucker. God damn it.
How dare he rip off the idea of a top 10 list? What a complete piece of shit.
Totally ours. In fact, I think David Letterman only had a top 5, right?
I don't know. I was a Jay Lenoman guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, you know, if it wasn't for the great Tim Gross, I wouldn't even be listening to that show anymore. But it is what it is, Kyle. You declared war. We're coming.
From now on, when we talk about Dr. Nick, he will be referred to as Bad Kyle, because we all know we have a golden boy with the golden locks who listens to this, and he will be known as Good Kyle.
Yeah, Good Kyle.
Hey, speaking of, you know, stuff that we do every week on the podcast.
Kyle, your number is up. Get it? Number is up. But anyway, sorry, go ahead.
This is the segment where we take questions from the audience. So right, I have a few here that I'm going to read you if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's hear these questions.
All right, our first one is from Good Kyle from the internet. And he writes, what is your favorite color?
I guess that can change based on what I'm doing, but it's not purple. It's not orange. Maybe it's black, which is a non-color. I don't know.
All right, next question.
Well, what's your favorite color? Purple, oh, right?
No, I would, at this point, I think I'd go with orange.
Okay. You're sporting orange today.
Yep. It's a bright orange shirt I'm wearing. This one comes from Good Kyle from the internet, and he writes, what is your favorite baseball team?
Favorite baseball? I'd say the Bad News Bears.
What would you call the Bad News Bears? Maybe like Little Bears? Would you call them Cubs?
Cubs, yeah. The Cubbies.
Yep, that's who I'm going with, too.
Okay.
All right, our next question comes from Good Kyle from the internet, and he asks, what is your favorite food? But he spelled it like Y-O-U apostrophe R-E.
Enchiladas, Kyle. Enchiladas.
What kind? Pollo?
No. Beef. And I'm guessing you're going to go with some sort of pasta.
Spaghetti. No, linguine marinara with meatballs.
Hmm.
Little Romano cheese on top.
I guess we both failed to type on that one.
We have another question coming in from our vast sea of listeners. Like, you know, every week we get questions. It's all from all different people. And this next question is from Good Kyle from the internet.
Hmm.
And he asks, well, this is a shitty one. What is your favorite car?
Favorite car? I guess anyone that gets me to work and back. Fuck. I don't know. I've never driven any of these fancy-ass cars that I can't afford, so.
Yeah, I don't really care about a car as long as I can fit into it comfortably, which most of the time I can't.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck cars.
Cars are stupid.
And we have one more question, our final question for this segment that we always do on our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from Kyle, Good Kyle from the internet. And he writes, do you have a cat?
No, fuck cats.
Why, because you're a man?
Right, exactly.
Hey, well, thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate all you different folks sending in questions every week, and we greatly appreciate all of you fine people listening. Thank you. So, Joe, we got another new segment on the show, and it's called Homework. You alluded to it earlier.
Yes, yes.
And, This episode segment of Homework, we're going to be talking about the new Mel Gibson joint, Fat Man.
Bad Santa.
Not quite.
Okay.
In this one, Mel Gibson actually plays Batman. I mean, Santa. In plot twist, Mrs. Claus is a black British lady.
She's a gentlewoman?
A Gentile. What is this about? This is about a little prick kid who he's like a little rich kid fuckhead who hires Walton Goggins as a hitman to kill Santa Claus, which is played by Mel Gibson.
Fucking Walton Goggins.
His so head gets bigger in every
the paramilitary movie. Christmas special?
No. It's not really. Yeah, kinda.
I mean, that's the fucking plot of that one, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's like Santa. He's not handing out as many toys as he used to because kids are getting worse and worse. So his checks from the government aren't being as big as they used to because he's not making as many toys. So they say, hey, in order to get those things up, how about you help us build weapons? So like the military's there and that really doesn't have, now that I think about it, anything to do with the plot besides like being a bigger body count. Because you can't just kill a bunch of elves. That'd be horrible. Not in a Christmas movie. You can kill one or two to make it mean something. But in the end, this was just okay.
Is there a troop of midgets that played elves?
There are.
You get any reindeer action in there?
Yeah, I don't think there were any reindeer.
Mm.
But I mean, it was okay. It's worth a watch. It's okay. It's worth a watch. You know, other podcasts probably say, oh, it's so great. It's Mel Gibson playing Santa Claus and he has a gun. Oh, man. Gobble, gobble. I'll eat up anything.
But they just love anything on other podcasts, don't they?
They do. They're,
tell some truth in.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's okay. It's worth the watch.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd watch it again, but I said that about Parasite, and then Criterion released the Blu-ray, and I gobbled that up.
Yeah. Definitely not going to make your best of the year list, huh?
No, it's on there, just because I don't have 10 yet, and we kind of need 15.
Yeah, I got to really start, starting this week, watching these 2020 movies, whatever.
I got a list.
Yeah.
We don't have the Oscar buzz. Usually, like, you know, the Oscar buzz would be building up around. Nope.
Yeah,
I can't wait to relive those two old segments that we've been doing again next week.
Every week. So, Tom, I finished that Borat sequel finally.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it never got better. It never got better. This will be making one of my lists this year. I don't want to talk more about that movie.
Oh, I understand. It's been dragging on for a while.
Yeah. It's like I've said, I would just be repeating it. You know, that thing with Giuliani that everybody, you know, went, you know, berserk
heavily
about.
Edited.
Yeah, that was very brief.
And they probably took audio from other stuff and stuck it in there.
Yeah, and they didn't come in telling them, hey, you know, you're being interviewed by a minor, which she's not a minor, obviously. But, I mean, they dressed her up like Tommy Lahren, which is every fucking Republican's wet dream. So, I mean, what do you expect from the dude? I don't know. Just shit. It was shit all the way through.
Well, I watched a movie that was actually shot in Kazakhstan. And just like Borat, this is going to make one of my lists. But it's going to be the best of the year list. It might even make the top three. And this movie is called Bullets of Justice. It's pretty fucking good. It's pig mutants are taking over the world. And they're hunting down humans to eat them. And it's just a fucking dude and a chick going down hunting down these pigmen. It's good. It's fucking real fucking weird and real crazy. It doesn't make a lot of sense until the end. And you're just like, oh, okay. Now it makes sense. But the payoff really isn't that great.
So it's this year's St. Bernard.
No, it's more entertaining than that. It's this year's Greener Grass. Let's say that. Or this year's Greasy Strangler.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, it's this one's good. Danny Trejo's in it for some reason. He flew over to Kazakhstan, I guess.
Is he in it or is he in a scene?
He's in a couple scenes, but you know, I'm pretty sure they just shot him out in a day. It's I would highly suggest watching it. It's on Amazon. You got to pay a couple bucks, but it's worth it. There's no physical copy of it yet. If there was, we would have been talking about that. Because it would have been an insta-buy after I watched it. But yeah, it's good, and we'll be talking about it again in a month or so. But I don't want to spoil too much. Just go watch it. Kind of like Bad Taste meets Greasy Strangler with some Planet Terror in there. It's cool. It's cheap, and it's made in Kazakhstan. But during one of the sex scenes, I'm pretty sure I saw dick going in, which kind of took me back. It was like, this is on Amazon. What is this? And Race Wars off? Yeah, I know. But highly, highly suggested.
I watched, or I should say rewatched, Sinister. Because, yes, I had seen the movie before.
And the sequel.
I don't remember the sequel either. But,
we talked about both of them on here.
Okay, yeah. it's got some effective shit. There was a lot in it I liked. But these ghost kids, they're just ridiculous. You know, they've got that heavy metal Nordic paint on. And the main guy, too, whatever, Mr. Boogie, I think his name is. Yeah, he sucks. You know, those films that they had where people are getting murdered and shit, that's pretty cool. The music is good. But, that main villain or whatever the fuck he is, that just kind of messes up the whole movie.
Spoiler alert, you didn't like the second one.
Okay. I'm not in a hurry to rewatch it, but I had to rewatch this one because I made that shirt.
Yeah, I remember you said you liked the movies that were in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it. Like the kids go to a tree or something at the end.
Yeah. So I gave it the same review then.
Pretty much.
Okay, good. At least I'm consistent.
Oh, what do I got? What do I got? Some of this stuff's on the list, and I didn't cross it off, and I don't want to talk about stuff that's on the list.
Right.
I hooked up an antenna to the shop TV about a week ago, you know, just so you can get, like, basic channels.
Mm-hmm.
If I would have known I could get MeTV in the shop, man, I would have... So many Saturday nights, I could have been watching shitty movies wrapped around Sven Gulli telling shitty jokes.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. So this week I watched Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. It was, I watched it. It was a lot easier to get through one of these fucking assholes hour movie when it stretched out over 2 hours, broken up with commercials and interludes. Not a Bela Lugosi fan. I'll tell you that. I didn't get it. Sorry, it was just him doing this shit like he was I Madman the whole fucking time.
This is the one that has all three of them?
Yeah, oh, man. And then the Invisible Man at the Invisible end in the man, boat.
Yeah. With the, I think they had Vincent Price doing his voice, maybe? Yep, yeah,
they did.
Yeah, that's sucking the best scene in the whole movie. Frankenstein walking down that pier.
Yeah, Sven Gulli kept calling it the greatest horror comedy ever made. Wanted to kick him in the dick.
Yeah, I don't care for it.
And at the end, it's at copyright 2017. I didn't even give a fuck. I was like, well, it's all new to me. I haven't watched this shit since I was like 12 regularly, so fuck it. But yeah, surprisingly, there's a lot of good shows on regular-ass TV. Like, movie studios have their own networks now, like Sony and MGM have their own regular dial channel. I watched fucking Slumber Party Massacre and fucking Saturday the 14th on like a Thursday morning in the shop. It's fucking weird. Not a whole lot was censored out. There was like a couple blurs here and there, but if you like watching Medicaid commercials, you can deal with that. Then you can watch Slumber Party Massacre on regular ass TV. The fucking All in the Family. And then fucking 18 of their spinoffs, Married with Children, Roseanne, Steve Harvey Show.
I think whenever I flip through these channels, Hogan's Heroes is on one of them every time.
Yeah. It is. That and MASH. And was it Car 22 or Catch 22, whatever? Car 21, maybe?
Little House on the Prairie.
But hey. Can't fuck with that.
That's some good shit.
Papa Ingles, my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would highly suggest hooking up an old digital antenna, what the kids call them nowadays, and they don't make TV like this anymore. If they did, I'd probably watch TV. Now I'd be talking about TV shows all the time. I'm going to go back and watch the whole fucking season or series of Roseanne like Lori and I did fucking few years. Shit, decades ago now. But just got up to the episode where fucking John dies or gets the heart attack at the wedding. Spoiler alert, he dies. But that was all a weird dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Antenna TVs. It's the way to go. Fuck cable.
Well, I watched a TV show, Tom. I watched Cobra Kai, which I wasn't expecting much from, but I really liked it. It's if we had top 10 TV shows, this would be on my list. Probably at number one, because I had a lot of fun with it. It's this year's Jean-Claude Van Johnson, think it's that good. Just a lot of fun, man, and it's not just fan service, which I don't know that Karate Kid would have that kind of fan base to do fan service anyway. But yeah, man, I dig it. I dig it. Highly recommended to all our listeners out there.
Hey, you know I'm a big fan of fucking JCVJ, but no interest in this whatsoever.
I didn't either. I don't know why I put it on, but I guess to dispel the hype, you know, I was like, no way. Because everything that people go crazy about usually sucks. And yeah, it hooked me. It hooked me right away. Start season two this week.
Can't wait. Can't wait for you to just breeze through something you like. Oh, I'll go on about 15 minutes about this piece of shit movie I love. Oh, but yeah, it was good. Hey, what'd you watch?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. So Lori picked out a movie to watch. And she picked out A Survivor's Guide to Prison. I don't know who this was made for. Because it kind of tells you stuff on how to be okay in prison, but not really. It's more or less like, man, isn't prison system fucked up? Look at how these fucking innocent people were just locked up for bullshit in prison. And it turned one guy into a killer. And this, it's just like saying, isn't prison fucked up how the system is? Which, yes, it is. But the people they're trying to persuade, how they set up the documentary, oh, I don't think it's going to help their case, really. It's trying to be hip.
So this is a movie or a documentary?
It's a documentary. It has Danny Trejo on the cover art. So that's why it was added to my watch list.
Hmm.
But it has other people like a giant, fat, bloated Busta Rhymes. Holy hell. Did that dude get fucking full of water? And Susan Sarandon narrates it. So that was nice of her. Then you got Russell Simmons, the creator of Fat Farm. Remember those shirts? He's in it. You know, there's some other people in it. And I mean, prison system is fucked up. And especially the for-profit prisons.
Wait a minute. I was thinking of Rhino, not Fat Farm.
From ECW? Okay.
Fat Farm, I get you.
But yeah, this movie was, you know, kind of preaching to the choir. I'm sure there was other movies to get the... This was more or less kind of like a left movie trying to get the right to see what's up. Hey, check it, baby. The system's whack. Kind of get what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, if it was presented in a different way, it probably, but it was just, okay, so now I'm going to tell you how to handle commissary. Wow, waka wah, handling commissary, and the text would pop up and shit. It was just, I mean, who is this made for? Like, the information and stuff's in it, it's okay, but I mean, if you're trying to sway somebody to be like, yeah, the system is fucked up, they're not going to want to hear it this way.
Well, I think everybody already knows the system is fucked up.
But, you know, there's the law and order people out there that this isn't going to appeal to them whatsoever. So, like, hell yeah, good, they're locked up, motherfuckers. You know, it's like, it'll turn them off right away.
Yeah, I mean, good that they're locked up. Murderers, rapists, pedophiles, fucking lock them up.
But, I mean, this like, focused on innocent people who are locked up.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, man. Shit.
It does, and it sucks.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's kind of what they were playing on and then saying, well, this is how you do it in prison. And you know, it was what it was. I'm not sure it knew. And no, it knew what it wanted to be, but what it wanted to be wasn't a useful tool in the fight, brother. Get what I'm saying?
Was the cast of Living Single in it?
Oh, dude. I'm trying to remember who was in it.
Charles Dutton?
Macklemore. I think
Charles
he was
Dutton
in it.
Time, you know?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. But the guy who played Mahoney from Killer Clowns, they dug him up and had his skeleton there saying nothing. Just it was just standing there, and then his jaw just opened a little bit and then fell off.
Macklemore.
Remember that old gag? Oh, I love me some cartoons. I think it's your turn now.
I watched 13 Cameras. This is a movie about a young couple that rents a house, and there's cameras inside because the landlord's some sleazy, dirty-looking guy, just always making weird faces, wears glasses, unshaven. And he just spies on them through most of the movie. The husband is having an affair. The wife is pregnant. And he's just watching them, you know? The affair is going in the shitter. And I don't know. The husband gets busted. The chick he's having an affair with comes in. And this guy, the landlord, goes in there and, like, locks her in the cellar and keeps her down there. And it's like, feeding her or whatever, but it all comes to a head, and like they fight the landlord and he beats him, and he has the wife in the cellar, and then he's got a little baby in the passenger seat at the end. So yeah, he delivered the baby. And does he still have the baby? I don't know. If you want to watch the sequel, 14 Cameras. Yeah, I guess he got some more money, bought another camera for the sequel. And yeah.
I can't wait for the third installment, the prequel, 12 Cameras.
12 Cameras. The beginning.
No, that would be fucking one.
No, because I think he bought them all 12 at, like, when Circuit City was closing. Like, he went in there, all 12 at once.
Smart man.
Yeah. He's this swarthy looking dude that owns properties.
Oh, nice. I'm thinking if I have anything left, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I pretty much talked about everything that I had that I can talk about right now.
So I've got one that may or may not be on your list that I watched.
It's not.
Okay. Three the Hard Way.
Like that fucking, the car going off the top of the roof.
Uh-huh.
And then the other car. Oh my God, it's on fire. It wasn't supposed to be on fire till it hit the ground. That was pretty good. But besides that, oh boy, is it hard to get through and not good.
Yeah, there's some stunt work in there that's pretty good.
Well, it wasn't good. They fucked it up. And that's
no, no, I'm talking about some of the other shit. Like some of these guys, some of the falls that they take, it's pretty impressive. But plot-wise, it's fucking dumb as shit.
Yeah.
A white supremacist group is making a chemical to put in the water that's going to kill off all the black folk.
They don't call them that, though.
No, they don't.
What do they call them, Joe?
I can't say it on this show, Tom.
Can't.
It's
radio edits.
So, Jim Brown, whose girl they've kidnapped, puts together a team.
Well, they kidnap his girlfriend. Or, no, it's probably just his girl. It's my woman.
Right.
It's fucking after his buddy was beat up and then killed in the hospital.
He escaped from the compound where they were experimenting on
Tuskegee experimenting.
The black folk in their attempts to kill the entire
race. Hello, Lisa!
So, so he assembles Fred Williamson, who is not the hammer in this, and Jim Kelly, a.k.a. Black Belt Jones, who's got a strange fighting style. And I like a lot of the movies he's in. And I don't like this one, because this one's just stupid. I mean, it doesn't seem like fucking Jim Brown's stressed out at all that they've kidnapped his chick. You know, he seems to be taking his time in trying to find her, you know, and he's cracking jokes and like, hey, we need to talk about this. Let's have some drinks. You know, it's just fucking dumb.
Yeah, this is definitely on the lower end of the mid-tier blaxploitation. The only reason this is notable at all because of Jim Brown, Fred Williamson, and Jim Kelly.
Right, them three together, and you would think, man, how can they go wrong with this? And they did.
We'll get to that.
They fucking did.
Yeah, it was in between that and another one that was going to make my list. But I wouldn't put the other one. Excuse me, motherfucker. For a reason we'll get to.
Then I watched Child 44, because I really love this novel by Tom Robb Smith. It's a trilogy of novels, and this is the first one. It's made into a movie in 2015. Man, does it fucking suck. Tom Hardy throws on a Russian accent this time. This time, Tom, he throws on a Russian accent. So you gotta listen to him doing that shit throughout this movie. It's a movie about a child serial killers, and it's based on some actual murders that happened in Russia, like the first documented serial killers in Russia. And you know, just how fucked up Russia was with like people snitching on everybody and like them executing people just for whatever the fuck they wanted to. The book is excellent. The book is really intense and like makes you think, man, I'm glad I live in this shithole instead of that shithole. But you've got none of that. None of that in this goddamn movie. Gary Oldman's in it. Fucking Stephen Ray, Charles Dance, Vincent Castle. It's got an impressive cast, but none of them.
I think Alicia Silverstone's in it too.
Yeah, she's in it too. Oh, wait a minute. Was that La Femme Nikita?
No.
Yeah, this movie sucks, dude. Sucks.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and it's long. It's long. And it's one of these channels like the Roku channel or Tubi that has commercials. So it's long and it has commercials.
Are the commercials about Medicaid, every single one, and they're the same ones over and over?
They're all prostate cancer. That's like they're
telling you something, Joe. Yeah, you need to get your fucking cum bucket removed.
I'll do that when I'm in federal prison next year. But
they find the CP, Joe.
We'll get to that.
Oh no.
That's it. That's all I watched, Tom. Movie wise,
yeah.
Unless we're talking a short movie.
Oh, hey, Joe. You like whacking off?
I like to masturbate, but only with the master of horror.
Masters, it's plural.
Yeah.
We're masturbating
We're taking them one by one. I don't want to do no group masturbation. So,
why don't you just get it done with then?
So we moved on. Who was it the first week? I already forgot.
Your boy, Don Coscarelli.
Coscarelli. So we're moving on to our old buddy, Stugo.
We just did an like, I was going to go back and watch a bunch of stuff. Then, oh, he died this year, and we did that episode.
Mm-hmm.
We blew our nut on that.
We did our retrospective on that. But old Stugo, adapting, as he often does, H.P. Lovecraft. This time, It's the short story, Dreams in the Witch House.
Or as I like to call, the little mouse with the human's face.
Hey, the witch is coming for you, Tom.
And then he crawled in the hole, and the mouse was away.
I like to call it the big titty witch.
Who turns into an old lady with the herpes lesion.
It's like, hey, just turn back into the big titty witch, will you?
Like she was wearing that before, and I was like, hey, I wasn't expecting that. What are you smuggling under there? Oh.
So it's a college student from, get this, Tom, Miskatonic University, because they always got to throw that shit in.
Do you mind explaining that for some of our dumber listeners?
That is a college that's referenced in maybe just one of H.P. Lovecraft's story, which is Herbert West Reanimator. And since then, everybody that's made a film about H.P. Lovecraft has to reference that. I don't know why.
Well, I don't feel bad about not knowing what the fuck that meant then.
This guy, this college student, he's researching, I don't know, quantum physics or some shit, and he rents a room.
This guy, he's measuring how to put shapes together on a wall.
Italian guy.
Hey, you shut the fuck up.
And he's got some single loser neighbor next door with a baby.
She's a whore.
Guy downstairs.
Call her what she is. She's a witch.
With a board all the time. And then there's a little rat with a person's face that comes in. And yeah, in typical Lovecraft fashion, he goes crazy. You know, the witch comes, fucks with him, you know, murders some shit. But it wasn't him. It wasn't him. But he takes the fall for it, Tom. The fall. I used to like this one a whole lot. It was probably my favorite of the first season. It's okay. You know, it's not as great as I remember, but it's still pretty good. One thing that sucks about it is Stugo throwing his old buddy Charles Band a bone and letting him do the music. So it really feels like you're watching a Puppet Master movie because that guy can only do
Dick Band.
Mm-hmm. Richard Band's brother.
No, Charles Band's brother.
Yeah,
Dick.
Right. Richard Band did the music.
Dick Band.
Yeah. The guy in the band.
Dick.
Yeah, so it just sounds like a Puppet Master movie. That seems to be the only tune he can do.
Looks better than one, though.
Yeah. They didn't film in the castle, though. That would have been okay.
To be fair, they did have a lot more money on this that single short episode, though. Yeah, I didn't like it at all. When it first came out, I hate it a little less now. Yeah, it was just a bunch of jumbly weird shit, and you gotta like jumbly weird kind of shit to get it. Just not my kind of horror.
No, you like comedy horror. You don't really like horror. You like comedy.
Moonface was all right. It could have been better, though.
That was more like a social issue. For this, at least it wasn't the We're the Monsters trope, you know? It's like, hey, in this one, the monsters are actually the fucking monsters. No.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I would say it's worth watching just for that stupid mouse, but you can just go see a clip on the internet and then search whatever the actress's name was and then nude. Just, you don't have to watch the rest of the episode.
I don't think that was her, though. Like, the neighbor, it was supposed to be represented like it was the neighbor, right?
I thought it was the same actress.
I think it's a body double.
What? No.
Because if you look in the credits,
So you're saying they CG'd her head on the show that had millions and millions of dollars?
No, maybe in that scene where he's laying down fucking her, but when she's first in the robe, in the IMDb credits, there's a credit from somebody that says voluptuous woman.
All right, so we're getting this again that you looked for some sucking videos.
I wanted to see what else she was. I was like, hey, is that my girl Julie K. Smith under there? But it's not.
So, also from Stuart Gordon, I watched a little safety video for children that he made, I'm guessing, in the early 90s called Kids Safe. The video. This is fucking weird because there's not like a whole lot of good information in it. It starts out as like a horror host and he's a Dracula that comes out of a coffin. It's like, oh, here's a scary story about a girl who's home alone. And then you cut to like a 32-year-old woman playing a 6-year-old retarded girl. And her parents leave her home alone, and the lights go out, she burns toast, gets liquored up, acts terribly, and then an EMT, policeman, and a firefighter come by and sing and dance to her, and don't really do shit. They teach her not to open doors for strangers, and then the actual Jason Voorhees and an alien... I think there was a wolfman and maybe a mummy. Some other monsters like go
this year.
They were. Mm-hmm. And they go and try and get in her house, like, you know, the stranger knocking, hey, let me in. I'm friends of your parents. So I guess they're presumably going in there to rape her. Hmm. I'm not sure, but even in the credits it said Jason. And these are all played by, like, notable effects artists. Like, Greg Cannon, I'm pretty sure he has an Oscar. And John Vulich is one of them. It's a fucking weird video. Like, why does this exist?
I'll watch anything with Nick Cannon in it.
Yeah, Nick Cannon. He's hilarious. But yeah, it's definitely a fucking weird one, and it's up on YouTube if anybody wants to watch it. It's under a half hour.
So you sounded very convincing and very comfortable saying that line, hey, let me in, I'm friends with your parents.
Like, yeah, in practice.
It's something you've done before?
Multiple times.
Your mom told me to pick you up, you know, something like that? Okay.
Told me to pick you up and place you on my lap. And then on my face, and then on my lap again, and then on my dog's lap.
Man, rest in peace.
You son of a bitch.
You too, Undertaker.
Bong. 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 We got 30 of these. Bong. 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 So what is it next week? Old hack boy Toby Hooper?
Is it? I didn't look to see what the next one was.
I think it's Dance of the Dead starring Robert English.
See, I don't remember this one at all, so we'll see.
I remember not liking it. I remember that. But you said you liked all the Masters of Horror, so we'll see.
I did. Back in the day.
I'll tell you this. I'm actually at a... because I don't remember a lot. And they're probably not all terrible, hopefully. My thing is I'm anticipating watching the Takashi Miike or whatever the fuck one again, because I'm not a fan of that dude's shit at all. Maybe I've changed.
I am, but I don't really remember what the story was about, aside from... we'll get to that.
Face broad and putting the baby down the river.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Talking to you, Mr. Bong.
Hey, speaking of Bong. Numbers, our magic number Bong. This week is 42. Issue 42, that is. How many issues is this for Romita?
Three, maybe?
Maybe three. Okay, he's already given up. Because the art on this issue is just, like, subpar. It's like, it doesn't look like the shit he did in the previous issues at all.
When you turned to that final page, you didn't start beating your wiener when you saw Mary Jane?
Yeah, so this issue gives us our first glimpse in two panels of Mary Jane Watson, who...
Face it, Joe, you just whacked off in a jackpot.
Who does she say? What the fuck? Why would she say something like that?
You sure think highly yourself, you fucking
bitch. It's one of the
bitch.
Stupidest lines that Stan Lee's ever written. And that's saying something, man.
You know, it's good to have self-confidence, but, you know, there's also a point where you're just a prick.
If you recall from last issue, John Jameson got some spores while he was up in space. Well, this time the spores take effect on him. They make him super strong.
Joe, if it's not spores, it's cosmic rays, okay? So we only got so much to work with here.
They have to give him a suit to make him heavy so he won't, like, just... jump around or some shit. Spider-Man robs a bank right at the beginning. It turns out he didn't rob a bank. He was saving it because a thief was going to plant a bomb in the safe and then come back after it blowed up and get all the money. Even though all the money probably would have blowed up too. But fuck it. That's Stan Lee's writing for you. That dude sucks. Just a lot of fighting with the super-powered John Jameson. And the Rhino, he's laid up. You know, people are like, hey, how do we take this suit off? And
I know how to get the Rhino out of this impenetrable suit. Stick him with fucking needles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have this issue, too.
Why his face? When the not fucking suit parts, just stick him in the skin on his face.
These doctors aren't very smart. That's why I don't go to the doctors.
They're doctors, yeah. So he wrote them well. Stan Lee is a great writer.
Fucking Stan Lee. But the Rhino will be back next issue, according to that next issue blurb.
Then I'm sure there has to be an anal we missed. Because we're already in the 40s.
I looked it up today. Anal number 3 comes after issue 43.
Oh, thank fuck. We haven't fucked up yet, true believers.
And the anal is titled To Become an Avenger or some shit like that. So I think we'll have the X-Men guest star in it. Speaking of guest stars, we had Foggy Nelson of Murdoch.
Froggy!
Nelson and Murdoch Law Firm in this one. But
it's weird that they're not Jewish, right?
Daredevil wasn't. No, Stanley, he hates Jews.
Way.
It's a self-loathing thing. I don't understand it myself, Tom. But yeah, he hates them.
That's just like he hated comic books.
That's why, none of his characters were Jewish. As opposed Superman. To Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, they specifically made Superman Jewish.
That's why I don't read Superman. No, I don't read Superman because DC isn't that great. He's just a guy who thinks he's a bat. use a C. It's okay, Joe. We got a list.
We do. Got a list. Yours is
better with some better movies on it next week.
Got a list of numbers. So we're doing our top 10 movies with numbers in the title.
Yeah.
So on our honorable mentions list, or mine anyway.
No, we're sharing a list now.
We might, given what we had to choose from. I have Let the Right One In.
What?
Let the Right One In.
You're a dildo.
Yep.
Oh, wait. No, I'm an idiot. Yep. I thought I was thinking on.
You're an idiot that can't spell.
I've been doing a little drinking.
Let the right on in.
Let the right one on. No one, you fucking dick.
I have 12 Monkeys, the Bruce Willis classic. I have The 13th Warrior, the Antonio Banderas classic.
Love that Beowulf.
I have the animated classic, 9.
I've never seen it. One of these days, but I gotta watch Coraline first.
Well, you could probably get them both from Criterion.
I have Coraline, I just gotta watch it.
Not good.
Good book. Why? It's made by a gay man.
And my last honorable mention is Class of 1999, Part 2.
Both the cyborgs?
He wasn't. He just thought he was.
Oh, shit. Bum,
yeah.
Bum. My honorable mentions. 10 Cloverfield Lane. If it wasn't a Cloverfield movie, it'd probably actually make the list. Then I have The 40-Year-Old Virgin Who Knocked Up Sarah Marshall and Felt Super Bad About It. It's a parody movie about all those movies in the title. Then I have the Charles Bronson classic about a man, a gay man, who whacks off in a accu or vacu jack, 10 to midnight. And then I have the Toho classic, Godzilla 2000. And then it was either 3 the Hard Way or the one that actually made my list, 1 down, 2 to go, because it's another movie starring Fred Williamson, Jim Kelly, and Jim Brown. And the only reason that this one made the list, it's worse, but Fred Williamson directed it. So for that alone, it made the list just so he can make the list. But I highly suggest no one ever watching this movie ever. Even Richard Roundtree's in this one. It's fucking worse than 3 the Hard Way. No shitty cars even fall off a roof. It sucks. Number 10.
The Luc Besson classic, The Fifth Element, also with Bruce Willis, who is on my honorable mentions list.
I have The Frenchman classic, Piranha 3D, with Christopher Lloyd's. He was in Back to the Future, you know.
He was.
Which we won't talk about, hopefully, because we're all men here. Number 9.
The only good movie George Lucas ever made, THX 1138.
Starring the late, great Henry J. Spaulding.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Loomis.
You fucking dildo.
Hey.
I'm going to punch you in the eye. I have the Roger Corman classic for my number 9, Fantastic Four.
Number 8.
I have the Charles Bronson classic about a gay man who masturbates in a vacuum jack something.
Or an accu-jack.
Yeah, one of the two. 10 to Midnight.
I recently acquired the Scream Factory release, if you'd like to borrow it for this special feature.
10 to Midnight.
Oh, shit. Like, mm-hmm. T-O.
Yeah, that's a double whacker.
I have the French classic Running Wild with Tiger Blood, and that is Hot Shots Part Deux. As you see, deux is two in French.
It is.
Number 7.
I have the South African classic, District 9. I did rewatch this one this week, and fuck yeah, this is still a good movie. This did not lose any of its impact for me. Damn prawns.
Or like big shrimp there, mate. Number 7?
Yes.
The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Not no parody movie or anything.
No, it's the real deal. This, okay, so. All right.
Number 6.
The Takashi Miike classic, 13 Assassins. He started doing a series of samurai flicks, and this one is really fucking good.
I have, hey, happy birthday, baby boy, the Jimmy Lee Jerklin classic, Halloween, H2O, 20 years later. Finally made a list. You finally made a list. Number 5.
Fahrenheit 451.
Thank fuck. Thought you were going soft on me, boy.
Yeah, this has been on several of my lists before. And I'm, I always reiterate, books. Not the one that they did 2 years ago with, I don't even remember who, Jamie Foxx, maybe? I don't know.
My number 5 is Doomed, the Tragic Journey of Richard Stanley's Fantastic Four. It's a great documentary about the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie. Number 4. Damn, I could have just moved that one.
Death Race 2000, the Roger Corman classic.
Ah, the Paul Bartel classic.
Yep. Old Carradine. Old Sly Stallone.
What's that? What happened to old Dave?
America's favorite Italian.
Hey. For real, though, what's up with Carradine?
Oh, he's dead.
What?
He did some shit with an AccuVac, like hanging himself in a closet.
Or a vacuum jack.
Right, yeah, one of the two.
Oh, you gotta listen to that commentary just for that part. If I think it's on the Terrible Horror Crap Facebook page. I think I uploaded a video of that part of the commentary. It's good. We got an answer to our question. I have 2001 Maniacs, the remake of 2000 Maniacs. Have you ever seen this, Joe?
I think I have it. I've never watched it. Robert English is in it, right?
He is.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. This is a filthy, filthy, dirty movie.
I'll look for it tomorrow.
I think you would enjoy it for how smutty and filthy it is.
Good.
Number 3.
Session 9. The atmospheric horror classic. Yeah, good movie.
Well, my number 3 is the Peter Jackson produced classic about alien shrimp who fucking crash land in Johannesburg. And that is Halo, which turned into District 9. I like it a little more than you, I guess. Not even after rewatch it to know that.
It's a parable for apartheid.
Mm-hmm. Number 2. Nelson
Mandela.
No!
Number 2 is the romance classic, Three Iron. Very beautiful film. You would not like this at all, Tom. It's all about the heart. You know, it's all about loving somebody. I don't think you would even understand it. Well, you wouldn't because it's in Japanese. But if you turn on the subtitles, and no, you wouldn't understand that either. Good movie. Good movie.
Well, my number 2 is an actual good movie. And that is Friday the 13th. Part 5.
A new beginning. Good movie.
You said we can do Friday the 13th movies last week, so fuck you.
I did. And that one almost made my list. Danny Steinman.
Rest in power.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking smut peddler.
See you on the other side, asshole.
Number 1.
The Ninth Gate, which has been on several of my lists several times.
Finally happened, Joe. Finally happened. We didn't think it would ever going to happen. But, you know, it happened. My number 1, Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D. What are we doing next week?
Next week, oh, and apologies to Puppet Master 3, 2 Lon's Revenge for not making my list.
But you're a Puppet Master movie, so why would you?
Next week, it's going to be movies with a person's name in the title. For example, the Charles Bronson classic, Mr. Majestic.
Is his name Mr. Majestic?
For example, Rocky.
For example, my number 1, Orgasmo.
No, it's not the name.
That's his name. That's it's not Orgasmo. Is his name.
That's an alias.
No, that's his name.
That's his superhero name.
That's his name, and that's going to be my number 1. My number 2, Paddington.
I said a person.
He's a prey.
A person.
You don't be a
name.
Fucking bigot on this podcast, you he's son a, of a bitch.
He's a fucking stuffed animal.
We're all persons, okay? Number 3, Sin City. So, everybody, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Joe's sitting there with a sour face, but that's okay. This week, the sale is going to happen Thanksgiving through probably Saturday only at dwnproductions.net. If you wanted something from the website, this is your time to get it because I'm taking a lot down and some big changes are coming to DWN, and I might not have as much time to fill orders as I used to. So who knows if there's even going to be this 33% off sale next year. So if you want something, I'm really 33% off. I don't make a lot of money. So if you want something, get it. get it now, because even next year, I don't know how much time I'm going to have to make new stuff. So DWNProductions.net. I don't know what the code's going to be, but just check the website. Thanksgiving, I guess Wednesday before at midnight, blah, blah, blah. Joe, shirts.
FastCustomShirts.com, beginning Thursday night around midnight or so, thereabouts. The Blaxploitation Friday sale will commence. All Blaxploitation related t-shirts, $8 each. No code necessary. That's already going to be marked down. Go and buy your shit. Buy some Christmas gifts. Yeah.
You guys have
fucking happy Thanksgiving if that's what you do. Whatever. Don't get into big crowds or some bullshit like that. I don't fucking know.
Damn it, Joe. My teeth are fucking floating. Remember the boygob.com. We gotta go.
Don't
hey, everybody.
The turkey.
Boy it's- God. Got out the county
with some wild niggas around me. I just got out the county. Got out the county with some rapists behind me. I just got out the county. King Borny's on the dike selling drugs again. Puppets and dollar rocks. What the fuck is up with them? Cops patrolling, stop and hold them. Fucking rough them up again. Found a Yola, now one's sober. Police handcuffing him. Put him in the back of the wagon. Take him to Bobian. Transfer to Wayne County Jail with my cousins him. Inside of the bullpen. 30 niggas up in here. Gotta wait to move in the pod. Get a couple Slim Jims and some cookies. I'm no rookie, don't get tough with him. He'll punch your chin, take all your commissary. I'm running in, my bucky down with me. The judge sending him up for 10 years, but he's coming in fierce. He will shove a big steel shake me at the poker table, just running shit. Yeah, we loving it. Just told the CO to suck a dick. Making white boys put money on our books. Had to come to jail to be a crook. Bitch, welcome to Wayne County. I just got out the county with some murderers around me. I just got out the county with some wild niggas around me. I just got out the county with some rapists behind me.